Blue Jays win 11-1. JoJo goes all nine, gets the victory and the complete game, and joins us on the phone. So, mixed emotions? I assume not, huh, JoJo?
How's it going, guys?
We're doing good. You got...
it's just a very exciting day yesterday. You know, the most exciting part was, you know, the team being behind me and the fans.
Were the guys giving it to you about not getting the record?
No, not at all. I think they wanted to see it be over with just as much as I did.
You've pitched, as I said to Steven, you pitched very well. Most of this year, certainly the last, I don't know, few starts at least. How would you rate yesterday's performance overall? You think that was your best of the year?
It was funny because I was telling, you know, some of the guys that, you know, I didn't feel like I had my best stuff yesterday, and I felt like I was just battling all game just to, you know, just to stay with my, just to locate my fastball, and you know, obviously it worked out, but it wasn't one of the best. I think one of the best games I felt was, you know, where I went seven innings against Detroit and gave up, you know, five runs. And just funny how the game is, you know, sometimes when you feel your best, you know, you always don't come out on top.
Right.
JoJo, it was great. The bottom of the ninth was fantastic last night. You know, the crowd is chanting your name. You got a 10-run lead. You got a chance to throw the complete game. What did it feel like coming out of the dugout for the bottom of the ninth or the top of the ninth last night?
You know, a little bit of adrenaline. Try to keep my composure out there. You know, just talking to myself and just say, you know, stay focused for every pitch.
Your pitch count was up there. Did you have to have a conversation with the manager to convince him to let you stay in?
No, not at all. You know, he didn't come up to me. I think he knew you know, I had some easy innings, so I think he let me go out there and see if I could finish it.
Now, you've been working to cut fastball into your repertoire a bit, and that seemed to be one of the things that was, you know, you talked about those efficient innings last night. That was one of the things that was working for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know, I had a good mixture of the sinker and the cutter, and once I established that fastball in, you know, they have to honor it, and that's when my other stuff comes into play.
This was not a cheese ball lineup that you were up against. You were up against a team that had been struggling for the last better part of a week, but nonetheless, you were well aware that this Cleveland Indian ball club was certainly capable of hanging up some runs on you.
Oh yeah, you know, no matter the last place team or the first place team, everybody's up here in the major leagues for a reason, and you know, you can't take anybody lightly.
Have you during the course of this streak? Have you had difficulty with it? Has it bothered you? Have you have you gone home after games, especially games where you've pitched well and didn't get the decision, and you know, kind of looked in the mirror and said, "What do I have to do?"
No, not at all. Because you know, as a starter, you know, I take my job as throwing up a quality start and making sure you know, the bullpen doesn't have to be overused, and you know, you give the team a chance to win. And I think that should be a main goal for you know, every starter, and I think if you obtain those goals, you know, the wins will come as, you know, as the starts come along and you give the quality starts.
Now obviously the way your teammates reacted, they, you know, there's a lot of joy around that group last night, and they were obviously extremely happy for you. Was there any kind of celebration last night? I'm trying to think who would buy the first round, whether you would be buying or they'd be buying, but I hope there was something last night.
No, you know, I had the family in town, so, you know, I just hung out with my little one and the wife, but no, there's no celebration. You know, just I got a nice little Gatorade bath and a pie from Ricky, so, you know, just all fun in the clubhouse.
Did you hear about Moro's search for a sacrificial animal?
Yes, I did. He kept joking about it, and then he tweeted about it, I heard, yesterday, and got a lot of responses of people wanting to bring the goats to the stadium.
So yeah, I heard.
It was pretty funny.
Well, listen, I know you got other stuff to do, so we don't want to keep you. Congratulations. It's nice to get it off the schneid. I mean, as I said off the top of the show, and as all Blue Jay fans are aware, I mean, you've certainly pitched well enough more than a few occasions this year to get that W. It was nice to get this one. And listen, you pushed the team over two games over 500 now, so the streak continues. Congratulations. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.